This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. A Missouri House committee plans to hear testimony this week on a contentious tax overhaul. The Republican-backed measure has already cleared the state Senate and would gradually reduce the state's income tax rate by 0.75 percentage point over 5 years, while gradually raising the state's sales tax by 0.5 percentage point over the same period. The bill is scheduled to be considered tomorrow and includes a section intended to benefit the poor. It would nearly double the personal tax deduction for people with adjusted gross incomes below $20,000. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has denounced the proposal, saying it would shift the tax burden from corporations and affluent Missourians to those who can least afford it. House Speaker Tim Jones says the decision over gay marriage should be left to the states and not to the federal government. He was asked by reporters Thursday about U.S. Supreme Court arguments over the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. He was also asked about whether the GOP majority was interested in moving legislation that would make it illegal in Missouri to discriminate against someone based on their sexual orientation. Jones indicated he's not going to take any action to encourage the bill's passage.
I'm not in favor of creating more protected classes and encouraging more litigation on our Missouri employers and job creators.
Jones also said that the number one issue facing Americans today is jobs and the economy. He said the Missouri House will continue to focus its attention on making the state more job-friendly. If Missouri expands Medicaid health coverage for lower-income adults, could it create a crisis for public schools? If Missouri fails to expand Medicaid, could it result in millions of Missourians' tax dollars going to health care in other states? Both claims have made it at the Missouri Capitol by opponents and supporters of a proposed Medicaid expansion, but the claims might be exaggerated. If Missouri rejects the Medicaid expansion, it would forego federal money, but that money would not necessarily flow to other states for health care. The federal government could spend it on other programs or debt reduction. If Missouri does expand Medicaid, it would not necessarily have to diminish school funding. Some revenue forecasts show that the Medicaid expansion would have a minimal long-term effect on general state revenues. The University of Central Missouri is taking aggressive steps designed to boost the number of students graduating in 4 years. The Warrensburg School will require most incoming freshmen to live in residence halls for 2 years, add academic advisors, and encourage students to pick majors earlier. It will also offer tuition breaks for seniors who've taken full class loads for their first 3 years. The school has dubbed the effort the Learning to a Greater Degree contract. The changes will take effect this fall. The school says about 500 students out of a typical 1,800 student freshman class don't get a degree in 5 years. The goal is to get an additional 100 of those students to graduate. Nationally, college completion has been receiving more attention, with tuition rates soaring. The Missouri State Archives is working on a project that could allow you to look up old marriage records online. Secretary of State Jason Kander says the online database will include more than 3 million Missouri marriage records from the territorial period through 1969. Those records are already available at county courthouses and on microfilm at the State Archives in Jefferson City. But Kander says this will mark the first time they can be searched through a free state website. Safety and security on public school grounds is one of the issues that has come to the forefront this year. In the run-up to April's municipal elections, several school districts are proposing a tax increase that would fund safety improvements at area schools. KBIA's Maoling Chong has more.
It's a little bit after 3:30 in the afternoon, and parents drive up the hill to pick up their kids at Thor Elementary School in Jefferson City Public Schools. The open roads right outside of the school buildings make it convenient for parents, but also for anyone else. High school teacher Christy Meyer says this is a safety concern for the kids.
Obviously, with this open campus that we've got right now, it's very difficult for us to cover all of the entrances and exits at this school because it's so open.
That's one of the issues the school district aims to address with the April 2nd ballot that would ask for a tax increase of 25 cents. The improvement includes security and safety, technology, transportation, and professional development for staff members. David Luther is the assistant superintendent of school community relations for the Jefferson City Public Schools. He says safety and security has to be the first priority.
even before the tragedy on the East Coast at Newtown, we had already put the safety and security issue on our ballot language. That was something we've been talking about for a long time.
Luther says the improvement on safety and security would include adding more surveillance cameras, both inside and outside of the buildings throughout the school district. The district also wants to reduce the number of entrances and exits and make the primary entryway more secured by installing different doors or using swipe passes. High school student Danica Ridgeway says right now they're asked to use ID cards, but it's not enforced.
We wear lanyards, which keeps us safe, but like a lot of kids don't wear them. And so if there was like stricter people guarding the doors, like making sure people have lanyards on, because anybody could just walk up right now.
Jefferson City Public Schools isn't alone with its safety concerns. Safety and security improvement issues are also on the April 2nd ballot for several school districts. The Hassville School District is proposing a tax increase of 5 cents to fund improvement, among other things, on security cameras, entrances, and other related changes. Superintendent John Robertson estimates that $300,000 to $500,000 out of the $2 million bond would be spent on security and safety.
Certainly, the tragedy at Sandy Hook in December really brought all those things to light. So in our public meetings, we had a lot of discussion about the security of our buildings, and certainly there are some things we need to do to make that better.
Jim Judd, the superintendent of the Fayette R3 school district, says from a $3.5 million proposal on the ballot there, about $85,000 would go to civilians. The proposals in all three school districts are up for a vote on April 2nd. Marlene Shong, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.